Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, sustainably raised meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 9 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Hey, Nets, I know it's Thanksgiving week and everything, but I thought maybe this year, just for a change, let's talk about how to make gravy or any of that stuff. Everybody already knows, or they can find out. Let's just talk about dinner parties in general, because even though I love to cook and everything, we hardly ever have anyone even over for dinner, much less anything like a dinner party. But I know you guys do a lot of entertaining.
I don't think we do a lot of entertaining, but we do like to have people over. The truth of the matter is, it depends on who the people are. There's people that we say don't take much energy, and those are the people we have over the most, which, in fact, we often have my dear friend and the Seattle Times restaurant critic Providence Cicero and her family over for dinner, because they're like family to us. So we don't even have to get dressed up. If the house isn't quite so nice as I'd like it to look, big deal. But when we go to their house, she's Mrs. Table Setup. You know, she's got the seasonal things on the table. He's the food and beverage director, as far as we're concerned. And they really know how to entertain. I don't think we're good at entertaining. And I actually don't think I am good at throwing a dinner party. Now, I went to a dinner party at my friend Jeff's house. Eating at their house is like going to a French bistro, only it's better and you don't have to pay anything. So here's first, you know, you walk in, isn't that just the greatest? They know how to really put on the dog in the most pleasant way. There's a glass of Campari and soda for you. There's some freshly baked gougere that Jeff made. He made a scallop dish with porcini and artichokes. And then the next course, duck braised in red wine with these beautiful little copper pots on the side with potatoes in them. And, you know, made of vinaigrette a la minuet, like right there, and toss the beautiful lettuce in it as a last course before the dessert and cheese, of course. So,
what I like to do is just lay out 120 slices of Wonder Bread and a pot of lard and just say, dig in. What's food for, if not for eating?
Yeah,
apologies,
well, you know,
to Max Schulman. But gosh, all that stuff just sounds like so much of a production. And where are the elephants, you know, the acrobats?
Well, but
it's
I don't know.
Too much,
I mean,
work, you know?
But you love to cook. So that surprises me that you don't love to cook for other people. You obviously love to cook for yourself and the L&T.
Yeah. Because then we can sit around in our underwear, you know, and just shovel it in.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nancy, you've talked about your friends, and your friend sounds really elaborate to me. All they need is a strolling violinist. But you don't like
to. I think they have that too.
You don't want to put on that much of the dog, though, right? I mean, I would like to have people over, sit down, let's eat, you know, but not with the, you know, the fancy copper pots. Come on.
No. But this is the difference between, you know, people like us and yeah. people who really know how to entertain. And I'm not saying that you can't entertain with a Goodwill tablecloth like I have and put a big pot of something on the stove as you might. I just think that the difference is in the entertaining. It's psychological. Because for me, I love spending the day cooking. I don't mind doing that at all. It's that, is the rest of the house in order that kind of gets to me.
Well, I guess I just don't want to feel as though I'm in some kind of a play, you know, where everything has to go just perfectly. And, you know, I'm agonizing over whether the artichokes will be perky or whatever.
But you know what the best part about a great dinner party is, though?
Sure I do. When you can finally get them out of there and everybody goes home and you can take your shoes off, put your feet up. That's the best part for me. But listeners, maybe you feel different. Let us know how you feel, really feel, about entertaining. KPLU.org. Just click on Food for Thought and let her fly. With Seattle Times food writer and bon vivant, Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.